Vivian from ICEJ giving us an Israel update. Good morning, Vivian. Thank you so much for making time to meet or chat to me this morning. I know you've had a very busy week. In fact, you have a few weeks that are going to be extremely busy with you doing a tour. But we'll talk about that tour first. And let's look and talk about more of things happening abroad, and then we'll bring it home to South Africa. How is things happening between Russia, more specifically between Putin? I see that he has recently visited Iran, if I'm not mistaken, was on Tuesday this week. Why at this time? What does this mean, Vivian?
Hi, good morning, Brigitte. It's nice to be with you again. Yes, lots always happening. And regarding your question about Putin, on Tuesday he actually arrived in Tehran, in Iran, and this is only his second trip abroad since the invasion of Ukraine. So it's quite significant that he would go, and he would only go if he really needed to go. And I think the sanctions and the situation is really hitting home to Russia. They are struggling with the cost of the Ukrainian war and the sanctions that have been put on them by the Western nations, as is Tehran, and Iran also struggling tremendously with sanctions. Their economies are suffering, as is Turkey presently. So he flew in on Tuesday to meet with President Erdogan of Turkey and also the president of Iran, Raisi. And they are, of course, talking about sidestepping the sanctions, oil trading between them, and also grain trading. They want to try and push a United Nations resolution that Ukrainian grain can be sold again. And Iran, of course, protects and has control over some of those trade routes. So between Turkey and Iran and Russia, if they make these agreements, they can actually sidestep the sanctions. And I think that's really the main thing that is going on there. But it is just interesting, excuse me, in the light, of course, of Ezekiel 38, which also talks about these nations coming together in the last days, and that God will bring them together actually to attack Israel at a stage. And, of course, this is the main issue that we're talking about. It's all about economies and all about money. And since Israel has found the Karish gas field off the coast of the Mediterranean, which has got massive, massive gas reserves, which will change the future of Israel's energy supply, and which Israel, of course, is now poised and has just made agreements to ship to Europe, which would totally then allow Europe to not be dependent on Russian gas anymore, which would massively impact the Russian economy. So this is really all the things that are in the equation now, and you can see exactly how this can lead in a few years' time, literally, to an invasion of Israel, as Ezekiel 38 speaks about.
And then moving towards South Africa, and we know that we need to be blessing Israel. How is the situation at the moment between South Africa and Israel?
Well, there is not a very good relationship at all. And we know that in the 2019 ANC NASREC conference, they took a decision to downgrade the embassy in Israel to a liaison office. And actually, this hasn't really happened. There isn't an ambassador that is active there, but there is a South African Israeli ambassador in Pretoria, Eliach Belotsarkovsky, who arrived, which did cause a bit of a row. So Israel's continuing with diplomatic relations from their side. South Africa hasn't entirely downgraded the embassy like they had said they would. And now there's a big call again, particularly from the General Secretary of the South African Communist Party, and Lindiwe Sisulu, who was involved with that resolution in 2017. And I think that they are being pushed by other factors and lobbyists who are saying, come on, when you get to the next ANC conference in December this year, will you please close down that embassy? And they're really calling for a total shutdown of relationship, which will be just a disaster for South Africa. It is certainly something that will bring no blessing to this nation. And so we really, really need to pray into this present situation, particularly right now.
It is definitely a mandate that us as Christ followers need to be doing. We need to pray into the situation, as you say, Vivian, as this is a relationship that needs to be ongoing. We need to be blessing Israel. We need to have good ties with Israel, that being South Africa. It is essential. Yes. I mean, the fact that you said we've downgraded that relationship in 2019, we need to upscale it without a doubt. We see what's happening overseas. We see how Russia are now forming ties and playing into the whole prophecy in Ezekiel 38. And it is our mandate as South African citizens, no matter where you are in the world, your country is South Africa, and we need to be praying that that relationship is definitely upgraded with Israel. Very, very, very interesting. And I know that you are busy, quite busy at the moment. You are doing a tour with me from Behold Israel. There's a tour that started out, kicked off in Cape Town. Are you in Bloemfontein at the moment, Vivian? Whereabouts are you on this tour?
I'm sitting looking at the sea here in Port Elizabeth, a beautiful day, and we are preparing to actually do a meeting this evening with about 1,500 people attending this evening. PE is so excited about this team coming to visit them, so we're expecting a really wonderful event tonight. We had an excellent event in Cape Town on Saturday just past, and we will be in Durban this coming weekend. And then, of course, heading to Pretoria and Gauteng following weekend on Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th of July. There is still some space available. We've actually just made a few more bookings available again. So we're expecting a very full house at Leven de Voort in Brumaria on Friday night and Saturday. But it's going really well, and he's got a very current message that he's sharing. So come and listen to him if you're able to.
Vivian, just don't tell us everything. Just give us a bit of an idea. I'm sure the message is the same, whether he's talking in Cape Town, in PE, in Durban, in Pretoria. What exactly is Ami talking about? Because Ami is very relevant. He's giving us up-to-date information on the Behold Israel platform. He's telling us exactly what's happening in the Middle East. And it kind of feels like he's ahead of the media when it comes to talking about the situation, and very honest as well. There's no agenda. It just is factual. It is what it is. And what is the message that he is currently talking to the congregation about?
He has actually a few messages, but the main one that he's speaking about is, as you say, linking what is happening today with prophecy. He has got a message where he goes into Ezekiel 36, playing into 37, ending up in 38, and tying that all together with the history of Israel, how God has brought them back from the nations, how 36 and 37 are being fulfilled even today, and how we're heading up towards Ezekiel 38. He also speaks about why Israel is important and central to the end time kind of events on the world stage, and why the church needs to be more focused and understanding what is happening there in the Middle East. And of course, he has a massive call just generally to say, be ready. Our Messiah is coming. He is getting ready to come. These end time events are in place. Things have been put into place before our eyes. And so that's really his call as well. And of course, he's also speaking with Barry and Mike Gallet, who are speaking with him. And so it's wonderful. The team just minister together. They've given me an opportunity to share about the International Christian Embassy, so that if people want to, in a practical way, get involved with Blessing Israel, like the scriptures ask us to do, then there is a platform to do that as well. So it's just been an amazing kind of partnership between all of us.
Vivian, I really get excited to have these discussions with you as often as possible on a weekly basis. And I just love how we are living in such exciting times. We are seeing the prophecies unfold and being fulfilled right in front of us. And that is why it's so important for us to know what is happening in God's word. Another exciting discovery that we have, well, you've mentioned to me offline, is that of a 2,000-year-old first-century villa. Wow. And with ritual baths near the Western Wall. Talk to me about that.
Yes, in Israel, it is not normal. You know, when you do an excavation to build an elevator down near the Western Wall to help disabled people get towards the Western Wall, they literally take a 2,000-year plunge into history, literally. And they discovered a villa with a first-century ritual bath right near the compound. So just, again, evidence of the fact that Israel has been in that land, that the Jewish people, with their biblical ways of living life, have been in that land for more than 2,000 years. And that just again clarifies that as they find these discoveries. And they are ongoing. They literally are discovering things like this every few months, literally, in Israel.